I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello. Welcome to Jewel Says. I'm Julie. Jewels. I'm sure you hear about a lot of scams. I'm pretty careful. One of the things I do is I never answer my phone if I don't recognize the number. And my voicemail says, if you don't leave a text or leave me a voicemail, I will assume this is a spam call and you'll be blocked and reported. And I 100% do that. If I give my number to someone new, I always let them know to text me so that I know the number's legitimate, and then I'll add it to my contacts. But I'm pretty careful. I've had a lot of phone calls trying to convince me that I'm under arrest, all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you've had them too. It's pretty common. And of course, there are so many people who are so creative with scams, not just phone calls, but phishing and online and audiobook scams. Most of us believe we would never fall victim to a scam. And sometimes it's hard to understand how these scammers could possibly benefit from whatever it is they're doing. I mean, it must work for them or they wouldn't do it. For example, the audiobook scams. I did an episode some time ago about my experiences with audiobook fraud. Who knew? I never imagined anyone would do this. It just seemed like so much work for someone to try to make money this way. But it happened to me. Thankfully, I wasn't scammed out of money, but I was scammed out of an awful lot of time. I mean, who would that scam have worked against? It would have worked against the legitimate rights holder of the book if it had worked for them. But anyway, one of the things I regularly do is I self-submit for auditions for various things. I do have an agent, but she pretty much doesn't know I exist, or she just doesn't care that I exist because, let's be honest, I am not exactly in demand, to put it lightly. I get very, very few auditions through my agent, and I pretty much never get cast. So no wonder she doesn't know I exist. I'm not making her any money. However, I'm not dead yet, and I still have the dream of spending some of my days, at least, pretending I'm someone else. And if I can make a little bit of money pretending I'm someone else, that would be even better. And I'm a good worker. I'm very reliable. I'm an easygoing person to work with. So I have always sort of thought that maybe, just maybe, if I get the right gig, the production team or the director might want to work with me again. And hopefully that's how I get my consulting work. I work with people. They want to work with me again. And then they're on another job and they recommend me. Or they just recommend me. That's how I get my jobs. Recruiters don't find these jobs for me. People just contact me. And I'd love to get to that point in the world of pretend. But so far, nah. So I self-submit for all kinds of things. Not audiobooks anymore. Self-producing those audiobooks is a time-consuming slog. And I do have a day job again. But I submit for voice work on voices.com, and I occasionally get small jobs. You know, phone systems, the odd little ad, a video game. And I also submit for on-camera opportunities for student films, independent films, and sometimes commercials on castingworkbook.com and also mandy.com. There aren't a lot of opportunities for a woman of a certain age, so it's not as though I'm submitting constantly, but I do make the effort. And about 2 weeks ago, I self-submitted for a coffee shop commercial on mandy.com. They were advertising, I think the sit-in customer was supposed to be between the ages of 45 and 62. Well, I'm 63, but I can certainly pass for that age range. The advertised payment was something like $750 a day for a maximum 2-day shoot, which I'd be very happy with. Plus, it mentioned a buyout, which is common for non-union jobs if all of your footage doesn't end up on the cutting room floor. Union jobs often pay residuals, but I've always been non-union, and this opportunity seemed pretty good to me. So I submitted. And I was happy to hear back from the company, which doesn't happen very often, I'll be honest, a couple of days after my submission. Great! They sent me a link to a file with audition instructions. This isn't entirely unusual, so I followed the instructions, which included sending my email address, 2 headshots, and a link to my website, if applicable. The language of the instructions did seem a little bit off, which is a red flag, but I looked up the company's website and could see that they were based in Montreal and Barcelona. So I thought, well, maybe the casting director is based in Spain, maybe he speaks Spanish, and maybe he used some app to translate to English, which could explain why the English was a little bit awkward. The thing is, I wanted this job. And sometimes when we want something to be true, we explain away the little red flags. We try to apply logic and go against our gut, although my gut wasn't exactly raising huge red flags here. That was really the only thing. But haven't we all done this with relationships? In retrospect, I was doing this with this job. So I sent the info. A couple of days later, I got an email from the casting director, yay, Sean Molinaro, saying they were interested in working with me, describing the company, some details about the production, the synopsis of the coffee shop scenario, and the role. The email said their selection would be made based on just the headshots. No audition, which I thought was strange. But again, I think because I wanted to believe this was a legitimate gig, I chalked that up to it being a non-speaking role, even though I have auditioned so many times for non-speaking roles. They don't just cast you from headshots. At least if they do, it's rare. Plus, I thought, wait a minute, the email says you want to work with me, but it also says that selection will be made from the headshots? Okay, maybe they had narrowed it down and had to make a final decision. I know in the past I've been put on hold for commercials and then I don't end up getting the job. They released the hold because they narrowed it down to a handful and they ended up casting someone else. So again, I could explain that away to myself. But there were a couple of other strange things. They were looking at 2 September weekend date options for the shoot. And I thought, wow, you're actually planning over a month in advance? I liked that. I'm a planner. But usually it's hurry up, this shoot is in the next few days, which I find a bit frustrating. And then they asked me which of the 2 dates I would be available for, which is unheard of. Usually they say, this is the date, or we're looking at date X or Y. Are you available for those dates? And then if you're not, that's that. The shoot location was also vague. In Toronto, it said, transportation and accommodation will be paid if you're from out of town. And I thought, oh, well, maybe I have a better chance because they don't have to pay that for me because I live here. The email instructions were to send your date availability, location, and role you'd be submitting for. Sean, the casting director, would send details about the compensation, buyout, usage, and wardrobe. So I replied. Even though I had originally submitted for the role that was for my age range, why did I need to send that again? I know a lot of people are disorganized, so I chalked it up to that. I checked their website again. I Googled Sean Molinaro. That was the name of the casting director. Nothing. I Googled the CEO of this company, and he came up on LinkedIn, IMDb, and other places. All the places you might expect. I checked his LinkedIn profile, which showed that he worked for a company of the same name, but the logo was different. And when I clicked on the company link, I got a message saying, this LinkedIn page isn't available. The page you're searching for no longer exists. And I thought, okay, well, maybe they've rebranded, changed their logo, and he just hasn't had that updated. You know, you're always trying to logically explain away these things. URLs are broken all the time. The company name was the same. Yeah, I thought, okay, it's probably fine. And I wanted it to be legit, so I justified the red flags. Maybe the reason this Sean guy didn't come up in the Google search is because he was fairly new to the company, and maybe this is his first opportunity working as a casting director. I had a justification for everything. Later that day, I got a response from Sean, and a part of me is thinking, oh, wow, Sean's pretty organized. Now, this response was a bit wonkier than the last response, but I thought, okay, none of this information is dangerous, so let's just see. I was using my Jewel Says email address, jewelsays@gmail.com, which is publicly available and not associated with anything other than this podcast. So I figured it wasn't dangerous. I didn't want to use my main email address, which is associated with getting passwords reset, etc. Yeah, Jewel Says is just associated with this podcast. Okay, so here's the email. Hello, Julie. Greetings from company name. My name is Sean Molinaro, casting director, project manager at company name. Our aim and objective is helping brands tell stories through the medium of film. We're interested in working with you on the upcoming TV web commercial. Wait a minute, maybe that's not the one. Okay, skip all this shite. So here's the email I got back. Hello, Julie. Thank you for choosing to work with company name. Please find below the necessary details and more information required from you for this shoot. Compensation, buyout fee, and non-union contract details. $750 Canadian per day and $4,500 Canadian for buyout, which is a total of $6,000. This is expected to be a two-day shoot, which involves up to 5 to 7 hours daily, which, in my experience, is a short shoot day. Usually they want to get it done in one, and it's 12 hours. Anyway, we can arrange full-day shoot for you in case you have a tight schedule. Are you kidding me? I'm not a superstar. Why are they offering to accommodate me? There will be a contract agreement upon acceptance. Fine. Usage, national TV and web for 9 months only, a possible repurchase for usage at the end of 9 months, blah, blah, blah. Wardrobe and makeup. This is weird. It says, we'll cover your hair and makeup as well as your wardrobe. Your wardrobe consists of high-end fashion products, clothes, shoes, custom wares, and fashion accessories. A wardrobe allowance will be allocated to you in line with company policy, and you'll be instructed on how you will shop for your wardrobe just in time before the shoot. Well, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. If it's super low budget, they expect you to just bring your own wardrobe. If they have a wardrobe budget, they have a stylist who shops for the wardrobe. They ask you for your sizes. They get the stuff. I don't even know if they buy it. They often borrow it. They use it for the shoot. And then you're done. And if you have a stylist putting together wardrobe, there could be a fitting day in which you get paid a nominal fee to show up and try the clothes on and make sure they fit. So that was weird. Retainer and per negotiations. And upfront as down payment, I'm quoting here, $500 Canadian as retainer. Remaining balance, $5,500 to be paid upon completion of the shoot before you leave the location. Okay. All travel and expenses will be covered, blah, blah. That doesn't apply to me. Extra info. This was really weird too. You may come to the shoot location with a friend or family if it makes you more comfortable. Huh? An actor/model coach will also be on set to offer you a profound change of mentality, guidance, and confidence. Seriously, this is for a non-union coffee commercial? Don't get me wrong, this thing goes on to say. It's rewarding and a privilege to be part of this industry, but this same line of work can slice your confidence into pieces. Time and time again, I've heard actors ask painfully vulnerable questions. Am I pretty enough? Am I the right size? Do I have what it takes? I fully understand the importance of having confidence, and if you're a working actor, you should too. No, I'm not talking about faking confidence or putting on a forced smile in the casting room. I'm talking about really feeling comfortable in your skin and embracing every quirk and trait that defines you. This is where working with a commercial acting coach comes in. What the actual fuck? If you're getting cast on something, the assumption is you don't need that or you've already worked on that in your own. That's bananas. Company note, in addition to film and video production, this company also offers training and related development services to models and actors for additional fees depending on experience level and select division. Okay, there I'm thinking, they're selling training. Okay, there's the scam. They're reeling you in, saying they're casting you for something, but really they're going to sell you training. Fine, I'm not going to buy their training. So I'm thinking, that's fine. Rewards. This will be fun days of shooting as you get to keep all wardrobe after the shoot. The videos will be used on national TV channels, web, and major social media platforms with name and link credit. Information required. The below information is required to confirm your registration with the company for this project and subsequent projects you will be doing with us in future. So here now they're trying to draw you in with not just this project, but future ones. So at this point I'm thinking, okay, they really are just selling training. But now I'm curious. So they ask for the following information: legal name, stage name, if any, contact phone number, age, experience, if any, link to your talent profile or resume, social media presence, present occupation. And then there are a bunch of privacy policy and confidentiality terms.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So fine. I'm curious now because I'm like, yeah, they're trying to scam me here. So I responded. Then I get another email. Hello, Julie. We have acknowledged the receipt of your information via email. Registration confirmed! Our highly esteemed team of professionals have been able to access your headshots, credibility, and potential. Based on this fact, the company have decided to grant you an opportunity to partake in this shoot. Okay, now I've been told three times I'm going to be in this shoot. On the above subject matter, the entire team at company hereby congratulates you on your successful emergence. It is a great honor to have you on board. Oh boy, English language. Was this Google Translate? Maybe. Congratulations and welcome on board! We hope you'll have an amazing time working with us. We are looking forward to a successful working relationship. We believe in your skills, talents, and knowledge that you can use for our clients and company's improvement. And I'm thinking, what the hell? I'm not signing up to be an employee. Anyway, Further details are as follows. Remuneration, $6,000 Canadian, upfront $500. Balance, $5,500 shall be paid immediately after the shoot. Okay, this doesn't make sense because I've never been paid anything upfront. And secondly, how do they know at the end of the day of the shoot that you're going to make the final edit and be entitled to the buyout fee? Doesn't make sense. I thought the per diem was $750. Anyway, so I'm reading this going, that doesn't make sense. Payments shall be made in two installments. Both payments shall be made by check. First payment shall be made up front, and second payment shall be made upon completion of the shoot before you leave the location. Oh, now I'm really smelling bullshit. But it gets better. Retainer and wardrobe expenses. Your first payment will be an all-in-one check for $4,300 Canadian. What? The all-in-one check is to cover for your upfront booking payment, $500, and that of your wardrobe expenses, $3,800 for wardrobe. The second payment check shall be your balance payment for $5,500 Canadian, which you shall receive upon completion of the shoot. $3,750 for wardrobe? What the hell? This is a coffee commercial. Aren't I supposed to be Mrs. Average sitting in a coffee shop? That does not add up. And it doesn't add up that they would have the talent going shopping for the wardrobe. I smell bullshit. Location of the shoot. We have to make sure everything is in place before we confirm our location booking. We are currently looking between locations because we need to pick one suitable for the project. So I'll let you know the details ahead of time as soon as you have your wardrobe in place, 96 hours to the shoot. Oh, there it is. There it is. They're going to have some scam where they're going to send me this bogus check, have me somehow spend money on something for some wardrobe that I'm never going to get, and then the check will bounce. That has to be it. There's no way. This is a coffee shop commercial. They even named the coffee shop in one of the emails. And so I Googled the coffee shop. They only have three locations in Toronto that I could see. It should not be a challenge to narrow down the shoot. And coffee shops are open all day, Saturday and Sunday. And they're busy on Saturday and Sunday. So if you're actually shooting on location, it would be a night shoot after it was closed, if it was a coffee shop that wasn't open 24/7, like Tim Hortons is open 24/7. The only other option would be you've got a studio with a set designed to look like the coffee shop. That's the only other option. But that's expensive, and they would know what that was. And anyway, they'll let me know 96 hours to the shoot? That doesn't make sense. Then they attached a talent release contract letter, and it said, attached is the talent agreement contract. Kindly revert with a countersigned copy as soon as possible. Payments will be made as per contractual agreement after both parties sign the agreement contract, blah, 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 blah. The accounting department head by, and then they named someone who was Googleable, will issue out a certified check payment for confirmation of mobile picture deposit as part of our policy to adhere with mobile deposit load. We also encourage talents to embrace the same as a means of common good, and experience will leave you with some key points to discuss on your speech delivery. That was word salad. And I know that if this check is a foreign check, it's going to take 3 to 4 weeks to clear. So there we have it. At this point, I have to do more digging because I'm deeply curious. This was insane. First thing I did, I navigated back to the post from my Mandy dashboard. It shows what I've submitted, but the post had been deleted. And normally a post is not deleted after it's been cast. The status has just changed to inactive. So I contacted Mandy to ask if they had any way to confirm whether an employer's position is legitimate. And then I went to Whois to check the domain of the company website. It had been registered in July of this year, which is the same month that the posting was made, so it's brand new. I phoned the phone number on the website contact information. I got generic voicemail with no name of the company on the greeting. That's not professional. Normally you'd say, thank you for calling company name. If you're trying to reach blah, 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 please leave a message, whatever. So then I Googled the Montreal address on the website contact page. And it was a legitimate address, a building with other businesses, but no mention of this business. I tried Googling the business for an office in Barcelona. Nothing. So I thought, fuck it, this is definitely a scam. But I've got to know. So instead of signing the contract and sending it back, I replied to Sean with, hello, Sean. Can you provide additional information about the wardrobe requirements? Why is the location contingent on wardrobe? Also, at which location are you based? Surprise, surprise, no response. Shit. Then I thought, I wonder if this CEO is aware that his name, likeness, and company name are being used by someone else. Or is it possible that it really is him and he's part of the scam? So I went back to LinkedIn and IMDb to get this guy's contact information. He's shown on those sites as a producer, not a CEO of anything. The domain name was close to the scam domain name, but not quite. His credits were actual films, not cheesy commercials. I checked who is for the domain name on his email address. Registered in 2015. I went to the domain.com and was redirected to a Facebook page, which was nothing like this website that this Sean Molinaro had sent out. So then I emailed the guy. I thought, should I? Shouldn't I? But I did. Hello, CEO guy. I'm not going to name him. I thought I should let you know about a casting on Mandy.com that seems suspicious because your name and photo is on their website. I went on to explain why I was suspicious and what I did to find out more information. You're welcome. I didn't put you're welcome. So the guy gets back to me.
Dear Julie, thank you for bringing this to my attention. Greatly appreciated. Did you happen to save a copy of the posting on Mandy? This would help me in shutting down their fraudulent website. Sincerely, CEO guy.
That was a terrible accent. I have no idea what... I'm sorry. I just wanted to give him some character. And then last week, I heard back from Mandy. They asked me for more information, but then which I sent to them, and then I heard this back. Hi, Julie. This person has been banned from our site. If you are engaging with this person on other platforms, we highly recommend that you immediately cease contact and block their information. Additionally, we strongly suggest double-checking that your phone number, address, and/or email address are not shown on your public profile or resume. I did send them my phone number. Please note that many scammers continually change their names, locations, email addresses, and the name of the agency or company they claim to work for. Often they'll use stolen identities, maybe they're going to steal mine, and link to real websites that they do not really work for in order to sound legitimate. Many scams in the entertainment industry specifically target aspiring models. Well, that's not me. So please be cautious, as this scammer may try to contact you again using a different name. You may also wish to file a report about this scammer with your local authority that handles internet fraud. They won't care. Though this will vary depending on which region you're located in. No shit. Should you encounter any other suspicious propositions, please alert us ASAP and we will take action in 3 to 5 days. That's how long it took them to get back to me and ask me more questions. The day after I received that response from Mandy.com, they sent a generic email to people who had submitted or been in touch with this, with these scammy McScammersons. The title, Casting Award Alert, Coffee Shop Brand Commercial. Ooh, dear actor, our records indicate that you may have been contacted about the following casting call before it was disabled on our site. Soon after the project was posted to our site, we removed the notice. Did you, though? The casting call titled Coffee Shop Brand Commercial is allegedly a scam. The listing was fraudulently posted under the name CEO Guy. Neither CEO Guy or his company are associated with this posting. The listing has been rejected and the account that posted the listing has been permanently shut down. The individual is using multiple email addresses, including the ones that were sent to me. I sometimes wonder if this really came to their attention where they finally sent out the email after I contacted the CEO guy. Anyway, I would like to think so. We recommend cutting off all contact with them immediately. If you've already been in contact with the scammers, you may wish to contact your local police authorities and or Action Fraud. And then I got actionfraudpolice.uk. So I guess if I were in the UK, there'd be some recourse. Who knows? The FBI Internet Crime Center can be contacted here. And of course, that is an American site. FBI doesn't cover us in Canada. We're just out here in the northern hinterland, exposing ourselves to all kinds of risks with no protection. The following article provides information intended to help you identify questionable situations. Anytime a suspicious situation arises, out of an abundance of caution, we also recommend cutting off all contact with the suspect user. If you ever encounter questionable content or receive a suspicious message on our casting platform, please contact us immediately or report your concerns to our customer service team, and our team will investigate. Okay, so that was fun, and I Googled casting scams. What could they possibly have to gain? I mean, I guess they can get identity information. They can get headshots to use on fake websites. So if you see my picture and name, Julie McCarthy, on some website that has nothing to do with me, definitely it's not me. The only thing I do is this IT stuff and the Jewel Says podcast, really. There is an article of signs of a casting scam. Bad grammar. Yes, they use nonsensical job titles. Now, this wasn't a nonsensical job title, but it was kind of crappy English. Strange email addresses. These were normal email addresses. Prepayment. No legitimate project will offer to pay you up front before you've actually done any work for them. No shit. Scammers, however, will frequently offer to pay up front, but you'll never get any real money from them. They try to trick you into revealing your banking details, or they try to trick you into sending them money after you've deposited the check. Casting without an audition. Some real projects might cast actors online without meeting them first, but it's more common among scammers to claim they want to hire you without meeting you. No location. Casting scams will often say they're shooting near you without being specific about the location. Or they'll change the state to match your location if you tell them that you've moved. Well, this one right off the bat did say Toronto, so. But they weren't specific about the location. Unexpected fees. If an opportunity requires any sort of payment from you to participate, then the fee requirements should be clearly spelled out in their original listing. If the producers surprise you with fees or dubious obligations that weren't mentioned in the original casting call, be wary. This could be a case of pay to play or bait and switch and should be reported immediately. Ultimately, if a casting call appears to be too good to be true, oftentimes it is. You are not that talented, and if you're not famous, they're not going to offer you a shit ton of money for shit. That wasn't in the actual blog. So yeah, aside from identity theft, which would be bad enough, at the time, I just couldn't imagine what the scammers could possibly gain from this. But of course, the key is the offer of upfront payment. One other site I checked said this: sometimes they mail you a check and have you deposit that check, and then they contact you and say, hey, we've sent you too much, send us X amount back. Well, that check is never going to be any good, and what you're doing now is sending back your own money. So they were probably going to ask me to send money back before the check cleared. Or maybe they had some scam website where it's like, you have to buy your wardrobe from this website, but then they were never going to ship anything. But of course, I wouldn't have done that for sure. I remember years ago, Joanne sold a coat online for quite a bit of money, but she didn't have enough money to ship it because the bank had put a hold on the check that was sent to her as payment for this coat. I told her, well, you're not shipping it until that check clears. That is an international check. You need to wait until it clears, and that could take 3 weeks. Of course, the check bounced. And sadly, due to U.S. exchange rate fluctuations and returned check fees, Joanne was still out some money, but thankfully she hadn't also spent money on shipping that coat, and thankfully she wasn't out the full amount. Live and learn. So I just checked today, and the scammer's website is still active. I would kind of like to think that I was instrumental in getting them banned from Mandy, but maybe not. Maybe they would have figured it out anyway. And I hope CEO guy isn't actually part of the scam and he's just going along with me going, "Oh, Julie, what do you know? I should talk to someone in legal and see what we can do." And then in the meantime, he's going, "Shit de merde, that stupid Canadian woman has caught me." Oh, well, you know, I've been told I have trust issues, but I think we have to be wary and we need to trust our gut. My gut was telling me this was off. But because I wanted the thing, I talked myself out of these little red flags. I'm not dead, but I am tenacious. So I will continue to submit for things. Of course, nothing is for everyone. And clearly so far, I'm not for anyone. But who knows? Maybe that'll change someday. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week. And watch out for scams. It can happen to anyone. If you have anything you'd like to share, email me at julesays@gmail.com. I'd love to hear how you foiled a scammer.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.